When you think of crooners or jazz singers, Merle Haggard is probably not the first name that comes to mind. But his latest record is an album of standards called Unforgettable. For a long time, Haggard has referred to his own style as country jazz, and he's always taken a huge interest in all kinds of classic American music. We were lucky to have him visit us in Studio 360 just as he was finishing his tour with Bob Dylan, and I asked him if he had a favorite track off this un-Merle Haggard-y new album.
I think Unforgettable is probably the lead song.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
I'd never sang Unforgettable. I'd always been such a fan of Natalie and Nat Cole. I sort of left them like things to be left alone. And when I decided to do that song, I realized that it did change keys several times, and I never played it on guitar. And never before on all the 800 records I've made, I've ever sung something that I didn't know the chords to. And I feel strange when I sing that song because I'm standing up there holding this instrument. I'm supposed to know how to play, and I have not had time to learn the chords to Unforgettable. I don't know what the chords are yet.
In every way, and forevermore, that's how you'll stay.
And you don't do this with a million different tracks. You try to play it together as a band, singing along, playing along with them.
Yeah, we took about 30 days in a front room rehearsal to play this kind of music because it's a little out of our bag. And it's beyond country jazz. I mean, this is top drawer Nat Cole stuff.
Is there any new music, country or rock or jazz or otherwise, that you listen to today and enjoy?
I listen. I'm a guitar person, and I listen to a lot of George Benson, that kind of thing. I don't know what you call that music, but the modern day country music fails to thrill me. It seems like you can't really tell. Outside of Gretchen Wilson with the song she had, I wouldn't know what to tell you that I liked.
And is that because, as has been said many times, it's become just too kind of bland and homogenized and pop?
I think it's been absolutely homogenized and made perfect, and there's no chance that you're going to hear even a breath to indicate that some human may have done this. And you know, on Elvis's record, you could hear and all of that. You know, they've taken all that out. All the humanity has been extracted. Willie Nelson, somebody asked Willie, said, "Willie, they're not playing you on the country stations." He said, "Yeah, and I'm sure glad. I don't want to be identified with it." And I'm somewhere like that. I would like to be played on current-day radio for financial reasons, but I'm not sure that I'd want to be associated with or be classified as a new country sound, even though on the last record that I did, which is coming out this year, it was our attempt to try to fall into a so-called slot of acceptance by the mainstream modern country stations. And I think it's a lost cause. I don't think I'll ever be able to fit into that.
When I was young and I was listening to and enjoying your music in Nebraska and then in the East when I went to college, you were becoming at that point a kind of poster boy for a backlash against anti-war protesters and all the rest of it. Was that comfortable for you?
Well, that stems from my time in prison. I felt so happy and so proud to be an American, especially after being pardoned. And I thought there was a lot of people that was making a lot of noise about something they knew nothing about. And I'm sure that they didn't know any more about it than I did. And their expression of distaste and being against the war, I thought was disrespectful at the time. And I'm not sure that I was right now. But I've always been for America and always been for freedom. And this war that we're in now, it seems like we're defeating and losing ground on what we're fighting for.
Is your new record that comes out later this year songs by you in the old Merle Haggard fashion?
Well, we're shooting for what we're describing as Merle Haggard 2006. New songs, Merle Haggard songs. The working title is a song called Chicago Wind. It has a couple of traditional political-oriented songs in it. One song, Where's All the Freedom? We're going to fight all over the world for it. Where's it at? And should it be diluted? And what's happening with the Patriot Act? I mean, when are we going back to normal and all that? And some of that's in there.
Good. Well, I look forward to it, and I hope you keep fighting the good fight.
Well, Kurt, I'm just trying to be honest with the public and make music the same way. And I think that's what we're known for.
Sometimes I wonder.
Merle Haggard, thank you very much for joining us in Studio 360.
My pleasure, Kurt.
These lonely nights.
If you don't like this melody, you don't like nothing.
Dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie. And I am once
Merle again. Haggard will be on tour through America all summer. You can find out more about him at studio360.org. I'm Kurt Anderson, and you've been listening today to Studio 360. I hope you'll join us again for next week's show.
Oh, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside